Ladies and gentlemen, recording from Los Angeles, California, welcome to another edition of the one and only podcast known to the world as Sean's Sports Stop, where Sean Teplitsky gives his unique opinion on the biggest news stories in sports.
On today's episode of Sean's Sports Stop, episode number 220 to be exact, I will report the biggest news in sports and give my unique opinion on all the topics. On top of that, I'm going to cover the news results and future matchups of the Los Angeles sports teams. And yeah, that's about it. Every episode of my podcast is available on every podcast platform that includes iTunes and Spotify. You can visit my website at seansportsstop.com, and there you will see the homepage. If you press on the Access to All Episodes page, that will take you directly to Anchor, where you can listen to every episode that's available that has been made, over 200, almost 230 episodes, including the episodes where I interviewed athletes. And to see a description on all the athletes that I've interviewed, press on the Interviews with Athletes tab on the website. There will be a picture of who that person is, what they have done, what we talked about, as well as a Listen Now button under each athlete. And you can also press on the My Blog page, where I will... where I have written articles, and I will be writing more articles in the future. So, without the things that I will be talking about on today's episode are the Cincinnati Bengals wanting to hire the Los Angeles Rams quarterbacks coach Zach Taylor for their head coaching vacancy, NFL teams likely taking a chance on former Kansas City Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt, Antonio Brown and Kyler Murray working out together, Adam Schefter reporting that Patrick Mahomes could sign an extension for over $200 million. A $200 million contract, Tom Brady having some high praise for himself, an update on Lonzo Ball's ankle injury, the Los Angeles Rams edging out the New Orleans Saints in overtime to advance the Super Bowl, Sean McVay and Sean Payton, the head coaches of the Rams and Saints, respectively, providing comments on the controversial blown pass interference call that I will get into, the New England Patriots edging out the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime to set up a matchup with the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 53, and Tom Brady reportedly visiting Patrick Mahomes after the game. And the last thing I want to say is check out Crimson IT. They are a Los Angeles-based managed IT services company that specializes in ultra-reliable and highly secure IT services for the small and medium-sized companies. If you would like to see if any of your company email passwords have been stolen on the internet, reach out to them. And for listeners of my podcast, they will run a free scan on the dark web for any information related to your company that has been leaked, stolen, or sold. Crimson IT can be reached at 310-838-3700 or crimsonit.com. So without further ado, let's get down to it. As I said earlier, the first story has to do with the NFL, and lots of NFL stories on this episode. So the Cincinnati Bengals will reportedly name Los Angeles Rams quarterbacks coach Zach Taylor their head coach whenever the Rams season ends, according to Ian Rapoport of NFL.com. So Rapoport tweeted, quote, from at GMFB weekend, the hashtag Bengals will hire hashtag Rams QB coach Zach Taylor whenever their season ends, and keep an eye on Jacksonville Rio and Amp Brian Callahan as DC and OC targets. Meanwhile, the hashtag Dolphins will watch their future head coach today in Brian Flores. So per that report, the Bengals have been, quote, sticklers for the rules and have had, quote, very little contact with Taylor about the position. Rapoport added that the Bengals, quote, may not have even officially told him he's getting the job, but it is expected to happen. Taylor, 35 years old, started his NFL coaching career with the Miami Dolphins from 2012 through 2015, serving one season as an assistant quarterbacks coach before taking over as quarterbacks coach for three seasons. He was also named the interim offensive coordinator in 2015. He was then the Cincinnati Bengals offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach in 2016 before he was hired by the Rams. He served as an assistant wide receivers coach in 2017 and was promoted to quarterbacks coach in 2018 after Greg Olsen vacated the position and took over as the Oakland Raiders offensive coordinator. Under Taylor's guidance, quarterback Jared Goff had his best season in 2018, posting career highs in yards with 4,688, touchdowns with 32, and completion percentage at 64.9. It's less clear, though, who Taylor might be working with at quarterback in Cincinnati. Andy Dalton has cap hits of $16.2 million and $17.7 million over the next two seasons, and the 31-year-old has regressed in the past two seasons and has missed five games in 2018. So we'll just have to see how that plays out. If Taylor leaves the Rams, I wish him nothing but the best. He's done a great job with Jared Goff, and I think he would be pretty good with the Bengals. Now switching gears to more NFL. Kareem Hunt was cut by the Kansas City Chiefs during the 2018 season and has been on the commissioner's exempt list after video surfaced of him pushing and kicking a woman in an altercation at a Cleveland hotel, but Hunt reportedly is not expected to be without a job for long this offseason. According to Adam Schefter of ESPN, quote, multiple teams have expressed interest in Hunt, and it now appears the former Chiefs running back will have a job, quote, sooner rather than later, one league source told ESPN. Schefter added Hunt, quote, has been undergoing anger management counseling daily and appears to be making progress with counseling, which has helped him draw the interest of some teams, sources said. Ian Rapoport of NFL.com reported Sunday morning, meanwhile, that the NFL's investigation into Hunt is expected to be concluded before the start of free agency in March. The league is currently investigating Hunt for three incidents, quote, along with the assault on a female in a Cleveland area hotel from last February. There is also an apparent altercation at a club and an incident where he allegedly punched a man at a resort. So he's not doing a good job in keeping his name out of the headlines, obviously. NFL investigators have not yet spoken to Hunt directly, and it's unknown what his suspension will be upon his reinstatement. Schefter noted the Chicago Bears were, quote, the first team to openly acknowledge that they would consider signing Hunt, but there are others, according to sources. From a purely field perspective, on-the-field production perspective, Hunt has been excellent in his career, rushing for 2,151 yards and 10 touchdowns in 27 career games. He was a 2017 Pro Bowler and looked primed to become one of the league's best running backs before he was released by Kansas City. And I think he'll be able to bounce back. I think he deserves that opportunity, and hopefully he doesn't mess up anymore like this. Transitioning now to more football. Antonio Brown and Kyler Murray have seemingly made more January headlines than the players still alive in the NFL playoffs, and they are now practicing together as they await their 2019 fates. Murray and Brown were joined by Oklahoma receiver Marquise Brown, who announced he was entering the draft on January 2nd. As for Murray, he declared for the 2019 NFL draft, even though the Oakland Athletics previously drafted him to play baseball. He could still ultimately play baseball, but it is becoming apparent that he's focusing on football for the time being. Bleacher Report's Matt Miller projected Murray to go number 7 overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars in his latest mock draft as the second quarterback taken behind only Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins, who he has projected to go number 6 overall to the New York Giants. Miller projected Marquise Brown to go number 22 overall to the Baltimore Ravens. Antonio Brown did not play in the Pittsburgh Steelers Week 17 game against the Cincinnati Bengals, and Jason Lookinfor of CBS Sports reported he asked for a trade, and I covered that extensively as well. We're now going to be switching gears to even more NFL, mostly NFL in this episode. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is reportedly putting himself in position to become the first NFL player to receive a $200 million contract. On Sunday, Adam Schefter of ESPN reported Mahomes, who's eligible for a new deal after the 2019 season, is expected to get an extension offer, quote, dwarfing the four-year $134 million contract Aaron Rodgers received from the Green Bay Packers, which included $98.7 million in guaranteed money per spot track. The 23-year-old Chiefs quarterback is the heavy favorite per track to be named the 2018 NFL MVP during the NFL Honors Award Show February 2nd, the night before Super Bowl 53. He completed 66% of his throws for 5,097 yards and 50 touchdowns, with only 12 interceptions during the season. Mahomes also led the Chiefs to the AFC Championship game against the New England Patriots after a win over the Indianapolis Colts in the divisional round. He did not throw any touchdowns in that game, but he threw for 278 yards and tallied a rushing score in his first playoff start. The Texas Tech product is an ideal fit for Andy Reid's offense, and the Chiefs head coach told Vahe Gregorian of the Kansas City Star that one extensive meeting before the 2017 draft convinced Reid that Mahomes was their quarterback of the future, saying, quote, so I'm going, he better be able to learn it, or we're going to have to take these massive steps backward, Reid said, and so Mahomes was able to handle it. I'm not saying the other kids couldn't, but he was able to handle it, and we felt good about that. He added, quote, it's hard to hide after 8 hours with somebody. You're coming at him from a lot of different directions. Kansas City proceeded to make a trade with the Buffalo Bills, sending its first-round picks in 2017 and 2018, as well as a 2017 third-round selection in exchange for the number 10 choice to get Mahomes. And boy, was that the right decision. Mahomes has been balling out. I've been saying for weeks now that he should be the MVP. And if anyone was to get this kind of money, I think it should be Patrick Mahomes, to be honest. So transitioning to even more NFL. Tom Brady is a 14-time Pro Bowler, 3-time MVP, and 5-time Super Bowl champion. The New England Patriots quarterback gave himself another distinction in the build-up to Sunday's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. A member of the Patriots staff told NFL Network's Michael Giardi that Brady walked into the team's facility earlier this week and said he was the, quote, baddest mother effer on the planet. The Patriots, there you have it. That's just, and honestly, Tom Brady has every right to say that. He's extremely accomplished. I think he is a system quarterback, and he would not be that much without Bill Belichick. But he's extremely clutch, extremely talented, probably, I think, for now, the clear-cut favorite to be the greatest quarterback of all time, definitely in terms of on-the-field accomplishments, maybe not pure talent. I think that that distinction would probably have to go to Aaron Rodgers, in my book at least. But Brady, especially if that gets him pumped up and ready for the game, he should be able to say that, which he obviously is. Now switching gears to the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers will be without point guard Lonzo Ball for at least a month. On Sunday, the Lakers announced an MRI revealed Ball suffered the grade 3 left ankle sprain during Saturday's overtime loss to the Houston Rockets. He will be out for 4 to 6 weeks for a team that has already been playing without LeBron James and Rajon Rondo because of injuries. This is not the first time that he has suffered a sprained ankle this season, and he played only 52 games as a rookie in 2017-18. Teammates carried him off the field on Saturday, although Dave McMenamin of ESPN noted the Lakers said x-rays were negative for fractures, which at least that is good. Los Angeles should at least receive reinforcements soon after they announced James and Rondo were both cleared to practice, but the health problems have prevented the team from garnering critical playing time as a full unit before a potential playoff run. With an offense designed to run through James, the young core still has not grown accustomed to playing with him since he's been injured for a while now. Ball's injury will further stunt his own development after the Lakers selected him with the number 2 overall pick in last season's draft. He's a reliable ball handler who can find his own shot and facilitate for others, and is averaging 9.9 points, 5.4 assists, and 5.3 rebounds, along with 1.5 steals a game. The Lakers are currently tied with the Los Angeles Clippers for number 8 in the West, and they're no guarantee to make the playoffs, especially with yet another injury. So it's very unfortunate. I thought Lonzo Ball was playing the best basketball of his NBA career before he went down. Hopefully he'll be back healthy soon, and it won't affect his game too much. Now switching gears to more NFL. So the Los Angeles Rams, man. One half of Super Bowl 53 is set after the Los Angeles Rams won the 2018 NFC Championship game on Sunday. Jared Goff had 297 passing yards and a touchdown in the 26-23 overtime win against the New Orleans Saints, helping lead the Rams to the Super Bowl only 2 years after they finished 4-12 under head coach Jeff Fisher. Rams kicker Greg Zuerlein clinched the win with a 57-yard field goal in extra time after an interception by safety John Johnson III. Todd Gurley had only 10 rushing yards, but the rest of the team picked up the slack after a 13-0 early deficit to earn the road victory at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. The Saints' impressive season came to an end despite 249 passing yards and 2 touchdowns from Drew Brees. So huge win from the Saints for the Rams, excuse me. I'm so happy as a Rams fan. I really do think they could beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 53, and I was hoping that the Patriots would beat the Chiefs. I would prefer to play the Patriots, and they are going to play the Patriots. I'll get into that later. But first, comments from Sean McVay on the very controversial no call. Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay knew better than to look a gift horse in the mouth. Much of the focus after the Rams' overtime win over the Saints centered on a missed pass interference call on nickel Robbie Coleman late in the fourth quarter. Rather than highlighting the mistake during his post-game press conference, McVay praised the officiating crew for allowing the player some level of physicality on the field, saying, quote, "I thought it was a bang-bang type play. The only thing I respect about the refs today is they let the guys compete and let the guys play. I thought Nickel Roby made a nice play. They snapped it on a quick snap and had a little wheel route coming out of the backfield. I thought it was a competitive type play. I thought they let the guys compete within the framework of the rules, and that's part of what NFL football is about. Certainly, I'm not going to complain about the way that was officiated." McVay's comments contrasted significantly with those of Saints head coach Sean Payton. Sean Payton said, quote, "We'll probably never get over it," and quote, "I hope no other team loses a game the way we lost that game." According to Pro Football Talk, the NFL, quote, "will publicly admit error regarding the play, but the ramifications of that admission are unclear." So the situation was, it was 3rd and 10 for New Orleans. Had the officials flagged Roby Coleman for a pass interference, the Saints would have had a 1st and goal inside the final 2 minutes of the game. Instead, Payton brought out Will Lutz for the 31-yard field goal to take a 23-20 lead. Greg Zuerlein then tied the game with 15 seconds left and eventually won it with a field goal, another field goal from 57 yards out in overtime. I guess the Rams got a little lucky. I'm really happy about it because there was also, nobody's really talking about the face mask that wasn't called on Jared Goff earlier. That would have had the Rams first and goal from the Saints' 1 yard line. That would have, changed the course of the game as well. So I think the refs blue calls both ways, so I'm just happy that the Rams got the W, to be honest. I am biased, though. Switching gears to even more football. So, it's getting difficult to remember Super Bowls without the New England Patriots, especially for me, being a 15-year-old. New England clinched a spot in their third straight Super Bowl with the 37-31 overtime win over the Kansas City Chiefs in Sunday's AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. This will be the Patriots' 9th trip to the Super Bowl since they drafted Tom Brady in 2000. Brady played the role of hero yet again, picking apart the Chiefs secondary on the game-winning overtime drive before Rex Burkhead plunged in for the touchdown. It mirrored New England's final drive of regulation when Brady set up Burkhead's touchdown with a 25-yard strike to Rob Gronkowski before Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker forced overtime with a 39-yard field goal. Brady prevailed in the quarterback showdown with Patrick Mahomes, finishing 30-46 for 348 yards, 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions. Kansas City's signal caller went 16-31 for 295 yards, 3 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, but he was unable to cap his potential MVP season with a conference crown and the possibility to win a Super Bowl. So huge win for the Patriots and it's Patriots-Rams. Now switching gears to one more NFL story before we get to the LA sports. So, after an incredible duel between elite quarterbacks in Sunday's AFC Championship game, New England Patriots star Tom Brady wanted to show some respect to his counterpart. According to Jeff Darlington of ESPN.com, Brady found Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes for a one-on-one conversation after the game. Quote, Tom Brady just quietly approached the security guard waiting outside the Chiefs locker room and asked if he could see Patrick Mahomes. Brady was escorted into a room where he spoke briefly with him, a very clear display of respect from one incredible quarterback to another. So respect to Tom Brady, that's pretty noble of him. And Patrick Mahomes is definitely the future. So now switching gears to the LA sports teams. The Los Angeles Lakers did not play today, but they do play tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time at home against the Golden State Warriors on Martin Luther King Day. Huge game. This game prolongs the streak of games for the Lakers that will be on national television. They lost a heartbreaker 138-134 in overtime against the Houston Rockets, and a game where they were up by 20 points in the third quarter. But they did get a big win against the Oklahoma City Thunder the night before, or two nights before the loss to the Rockets in OKC. So the Lakers will look to get back in the win column against Golden State. As for the Los Angeles Clippers, they got revenge on the San Antonio Spurs as they beat them 103-95 in San Antonio. The Clippers are now 25-21. While the Spurs fall to 27-21, the Clippers take on the Dallas Mavericks on Tuesday on the road at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. The Los Angeles Rams, as I just said, beat the New Orleans Saints 26-23 in overtime. They take on the New England Patriots on Sunday, February 3rd, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on CBS. So the last football game of the season. Hopefully the Rams will get it done. The Los Angeles Kings played last night on Saturday and lost to the Colorado Avalanche 7-1. The only goal scorer for the Kings was Ilya Kovalchuk. So the Kings are now 19-26-4. So the Kings are not doing so hot this year. The Kings will look to get back in the win column tomorrow as they take on the St. Louis Blues at home at 1 p.m. Pacific time. The game's going to be on NBC Sportsnet. The Anaheim Ducks, they lost to the New York Islanders today 3-0 on the road. They will look to get back in the win column as they take on the St. Louis Blues on Wednesday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. Pacific time at home. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is all we have for episode number 220 of Sean Sports Talk. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, until next time.